Let's begin by lying down on a padded surface on the floor. We'll lie on our backs, arms to the side, palms up, simply beginning to completely release into the floor, aware of the contact points between our body and the surface we are lying on, feeling our body give way to gravity, bones, muscles, its whole substance, allowing it to let go into the floor, and coming into an awareness of our breathing, of the rise and fall of our belly with the rhythm of the breath. From here, we'll begin stretching the small of our back with gentle pelvic tilts. So bring your knees up with the feet flat on the floor. And as you breathe out, you can curl your tailbone up just a little, flattening the arch of your back into the floor. And on an in-breath, as the belly fills with air, allowing that arch to return. And so, gently rocking the pelvis back and forth in rhythm with the breath, enjoying the effect of this movement and the stretch. It may be close to that of a massage to the lower back. Breathing in and breathing out. And now we will stretch the back a little more. On an out-breath, lift your knees towards your chest, wrapping the arms around the shins, and on an out-breath, hugging the knees a little closer in. On the in-breath, releasing the knees a little, gently. On the breath, hugging the knees closer, and then releasing. In and out at the pace of your own breathing. In and out. This is also a wonderful position to use to massage the lower back by making small, slow circles with the hands guiding the knees, and in this way, also guiding the lower back in circles. First in one direction, slow and easy, around and around, and then changing directions so that you move the knees and the lower back in circles the other direction. So we'll come to a rest with the 2 feet back on the floor. And now we'll extend the left leg, holding the right knee against the chest with both hands. Here we'll breathe, releasing any tension in the hips. As you exhale, gently raise your head toward your right knee and hold it there for a couple of breaths. your forehead might rest on the knee or be a distance from it. It doesn't matter where it is. Wherever it is just where it is. On an exhale, slowly release the head back to the floor and take a resting breath. Now on an exhale, slowly raising the left knee toward the chest, holding it with the arms while extending the right leg. Releasing the tension that you find in the hips by again breathing into them. And on an exhale, raising the head toward the left knee. Holding for a couple of breaths. And on an exhale, slowly allowing the head to float back to the floor. Resting now with both feet on the floor, the knees toward the ceiling. Enjoying the sensation of the breath coming in and out of the body. Noticing if thoughts flow in, and if they're here, just acknowledging them and letting them pass on. Returning the attention again to the breath and the sensation of the body on the floor. To loosen the back a little more, we'll do a twist from this position. First, we stretch the arms out from the shoulders to the sides. And then on an exhale, allow the knees to drop over to the right side while turning the head to the left. Just releasing into this stretch for a couple of breaths, allowing gravity to have the body. When you're ready, using your inhale to bring the knees and head back to center. And after a breath here, on the exhale, allowing the knees to gently drop over to the left side, turning the head to the right. Taking a couple of yummy breaths, releasing into this twist. On an inhale, now bringing the knees and head back to center. To stretch the backs of the legs, on an inhale, raise the right leg upwards, extending it with the sole of the foot toward the ceiling and the leg relatively straight. On an exhale, gently raise the head towards the leg while sliding both hands up the leg. Enjoy a couple of breaths here, releasing any tension in the face, recognizing that it's not needed here to sustain this pose. Breathing and holding until your capacity. And now gently releasing the leg and head, resting for a breath or two with both feet on the floor. When you're ready, on an inhale, raising the left leg upwards, reaching for the leg with the arms and hands, and on an exhale, raising the head toward the leg, sliding the hands upward along the back of the leg. We'll stay here for a couple of breaths, stretching and breathing, stretching and breathing, and then release back down to the floor gently and slowly. As you rest here and breathe, allow your attention to scan the body, just noticing how you are and what you're aware of in this moment. Now, mindfully roll over onto your belly, taking a full breath here. Coming up onto your hands and knees in what we call the tabletop position, with the back flat, the face downwards, and the hands directly under the shoulders and the knees under the hips, toes extending backward. Here we'll do a cat stretch, taking an easy breath in. Now exhale while you raise the mid-back upwards and tuck the head and tail downwards. Let your back enjoy this stretch. On an inhale, releasing in the other direction so that the head and tail stretch upwards toward the ceiling. And so, taking several breaths, exhaling the spine upwards and inhaling the spine downwards, flexing up and flexing down, flexing up and flexing down. And then we'll come to rest at center, back in the tabletop position. From here, we will balance on one hand and the opposite knee. So first we'll consciously inhale, and on our exhalation, we will raise the right leg and extend the left hand, feeling a stretch from fingertip to toe tip and even beyond. Breathing for a few moments. And on the next exhalation, with control, slowly lowering your hand and foot back to the floor. Taking a moment to notice here how the two sides of your body differ from one another in sensation. And now we'll lift the right hand and the left leg, stretching horizontally, imagining your energy stretching beyond the fingertips and toe tips, far, far in both directions. Breathing here, feeling this stretch and also the effort that the muscles need to use to keep you in this position. As you exhale, gently lower both the hand and the foot, and mindfully come to rest on your belly, turning the face to one side and just releasing into the floor. Just resting. Noticing the rhythm of effort and then rest and integration. Effort again and then rest. So there's a putting forth and then there's a receiving and restoration. Now we'll do a beginning locust pose that strengthens the lower back. We'll begin by placing the chin on the floor, arms by the sides with the palms down along the body. Feel your inhalation and exhalation. Exhaling, we'll raise the right leg a few inches off the floor and hold it there, breathing into the lower back, aware of that region of the body that's working. Holding the leg for a breath or two, and then gently lowering the leg to rest a moment. Now, on an exhale, we'll raise the left leg a few inches off the floor. Again, as you hold it, just noticing the sensation of exertion and effort. Only touching your edge, feeling it, and doing your best not to extend beyond it, but indeed investigating the sensations there. And when you're ready, gently lowering your leg, turning your head to the opposite cheek, and resting here, feeling the movement of the breath and the way it moves your body, allowing the release of the back muscles. Now it will probably feel good to stretch and rest in child's pose. We'll push up onto all fours and then stretching the buttocks back over your heels, lean forward from the waist, allowing your chest to settle onto your thighs and your forehead onto the floor. Your hands and arms can relax over your head or down by your sides, whatever is most comfortable to you. From here, we'll just breathe and release, letting the pull of gravity relax the back and the whole body. For those who are especially flexible in their back and want a little more stretch, you may choose to spread the knees, allowing the chest to come closer to the floor. Find the position that allows the fullest rest, the most kindness and release. When you're ready, use your hands to slowly push back up onto all fours. From here, we'll do a gentle cobra pose. First, lowering yourself onto your belly, placing the palms on the floor under your shoulders, stretching out your legs behind you, and resting the forehead on the floor. We'll breathe here, and on an inhale, we'll gently raise the head and upper chest just a little ways off the floor. In order to keep the back of the neck extended, you'll want to look at the floor, stretching the back of the neck. Your face can be relaxed. Use your back muscles to sustain this pose, only using your hands for stability, not support. Staying closely in touch with your breath and perhaps directing the breath toward whatever sensations you are experiencing in your back. Being present with your back. And now on an exhale, or when you're ready, slowly releasing back downwards onto the floor, allowing your head to turn to one side. Enjoying those breaths of rest and release. And then when you're ready, returning the forehead to the floor and lifting again on your breath a few inches off the floor back into cobra pose, breathing with awareness. You might check your buttock muscles, allowing them to be as loose as possible, recognizing that the back muscles are the ones doing most of the work in this pose. Breathing gently, and when you're ready, releasing back to the floor, turning the face to the opposite side. Mindfully roll over onto the back now, with the arms by your sides and the legs extended. Soon you will be lifting both the torso and the legs, exerting and strengthening your abdominal muscles as you do so. On your breath, you may lift both now, your arms extending forward in front of you, your neck and head in alignment with your spine so that you're balancing on your hips, breathing and holding with your abs. Just holding as long as you can, noticing where your edge is. And when you find it, breathing there once and then releasing. Slowly and gently, as control as you can, all the way back to the floor. Resting here for a couple of breaths. Noting any thoughts that might be visiting. Seeing them as the natural thing the mind does. Just saying hello, and then returning the attention to the breath and the body lying on the floor. It may feel good at this point to raise your knees again to your chest, wrapping the arms around the knees and breathing in and out, gently massaging the back against the floor, moving it in circles if that feels good, or just back and forth, allowing your attention to rest completely with your back and breath. And now when you're ready, extending the legs into what's called the corpse pose. It's a lying down pose, a complete release, letting the floor hold your body completely. Your arms are at your sides with the palms up. Just breathing. Just noticing what it feels like to lie here. And it's here that we'll begin to finish up. We'll allow the eyes to close, allowing our whole face and body to be slack, feeling the wave-like rhythms of our breath, moving the belly, and indeed slightly moving the whole body. Noting and letting go of any thoughts or memories of what we've just been doing, and allowing the attention to rest completely with the body and the breath as we enter a deep state of stillness. On each out-breath, letting go a little more into the floor. In the stillness, aware of your body as a whole, here, at peace. And as this recording comes to an end, recognizing again the benefits you have just offered yourself by fully participating in the playing and following of this sequence of mindful movements, allowing the effects of it to carry into your next activity. And now, taking all the time you need in silence and stillness for integration and rest before slowly waking and wiggling the fingers and toes, staying still as long as you need before you turn over onto one side and very slowly and gently push yourself up into a seated position and greet your life as it moves onward.